Arlen. Thanks again for agreeing to do this podcast with me. This is Club Clinical, a podcast that I use to help nurses leave the bedside, find their passions, make more money, create wealth. And I know this may be hard to believe. It is, at least to me. Not everyone knows who you are. My community is mostly made up of nurses. I know. So if you could introduce yourself and tell them what you do and what you're doing right now.
Absolutely. And thanks for having me here. It's such a great thing that you're doing. An exciting thing that you're doing. I'm Arlen Hamilton. I am the founder and managing partner of Backstage Capital, which is a venture fund dedicated to changing the funding disparities or closing the funding disparities between white men and everyone else in this country. A decade ago, I was homeless. I've now invested in more than 200 companies led by women, BIPOC, and LGBTQ plus founders, 30 funds as well that are led by those same groups, and raised about $30 million in that funding. I'm also the founder of HireRunner.co, which helps match fractional operations talent to exciting founders and large companies. So I'm very excited to have just released Your First Million, the second book that I've released in 3 years. And I'm just so excited. I'm on a book tour that's like never ending. So right now I'm in New York, but I'm I live in LA, originally from Dallas.
So I want to just get into the meat and potatoes of this. Now that you know who the heck Arlen is, you may be wondering how the heck she ended up on my podcast. And that's because I signed up to be in Arlen's inner circle in 2022, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think it was one of your first ones that you... And there's so many things I took away from it. We'll talk about the two main things that I absolutely loved during that time. I was in the circles of amazing, amazing women. I can't even believe I would sign on in Japan and be like, who the heck is what? Rachel Rodgers. it was insane, like hearing the back end stories and what people were working on and the troubles. And you really, one of the things that I took away is that you created and opened up and held space for these minority Black women. It was a mix of people, but you held space and created space for us all to come together and truly mastermind, one of the first few masterminds I've ever been in. One, first question, and I know the answer because I just received an email from you. I don't think you knew this, but I put all of that on a $15,000 Amex spend.
Yeah,
I did. And I remember you giving me like extra time to sign up, and you extended that graciousness to me. I want to know why you did. And if you think putting coaching on a credit card, like, what do you think about that? The fact that I did that?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So it's range, and I have different versions of it now just because of what things I've learned in the past. So it's not as one-to-one as it used to be. But I will tell you one thing I learned was that if someone cannot afford your inner circle or your mastermind, you should not try to force them to pay or get them to pay. I know a lot of people do that. So we had a couple people who just couldn't afford it up front. And of course you want to like give back and you want to make sure everybody's included, but they weren't able to keep up with the rest of the things either. With you and with certain people, most people just paid for it. I don't know how they paid, you know, I don't know their business, but they paid for it and they did quite well. And the idea is you put $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in, and hopefully we're giving you things that help you generate 10 times that or more. But for certain people, I saw two things. One was there was just the potential. Like you were not going to just like sit, you know, oh, okay, I did this and I'll just, it's nice to look at like Netflix. You were going to execute on it. And I could already see you were doing things that we were like, all like, what, how did you do that? You know, it was so great. And the second was that to me, for you, it seemed like it was a true business expense. So, you know, so some people want to just either kind of like be around me or, you know, I know that sounds really pretentious, but it's just true. Some people just want to be kind of in the orbit, but they're not ready for what I'm about to share with them. Right. Yours seem like, now I'm here for these coins. Like, I had to elevate my thinking when it comes to how I do this. And so I just saw that, and I was hopeful that that would play out. And I've just really enjoyed watching your social and kind of seeing all the things that you've been able to accomplish. So I think if somebody is thinking about joining a mastermind or joining an inner circle, they really have to have a strong connection to who is leading it, and also have clear expectations, either by asking more questions up front or by, just researching the clear expectations of what comes out of it. And so that's another thing I learned, was that I needed to have more specific expectations set at the beginning, because everybody's a little bit different.
I always appreciate you seeing my stories and following and liking and sharing, which I've seen you like really honing in on getting forward facing on socials, which I absolutely love. Now I want to ask a few questions, kind of coaching slash market research. When you began on your journey with Backstage Capital, and I look at what you're doing. And I feel I use the phrase medicine a lot, and people finding their medicine, how they can help heal the world and heal their communities. You chose capital and finances and money and wealth building as your medicine. And I also look at it as you also holding space and creating space for these a lot of women, not just women, but minorities. And I believe you're a trailblazer. No, I don't think anyone would disagree with me. So, what are the things that you feel, the values and the things that you feel like you must have in place in order to trailblaze a space, especially in these spaces that are not meant for us, and those and the things that you carry with you when you're holding these spaces? Because we've heard from Elon, and I've seen Mark Cuban and his response to that whole thing, and what it's like when you are really specific in who you want to help build wealth for. What are those, how do you trailblaze and hold that line, basically?
Play out because I have a joint venture with Mark Cuban. So the things that he's saying, where he's saying that diversity is so important and it's so lucrative and it's X, Y, and Z, I see him execute on every day for years. And most people don't even know that we have that joint venture, and it's because he didn't want to make a parade about it. He didn't want to be self-congratulatory. But just and I don't throw him a parade for it, because it's business. Hopefully we'll do right by him and get him some money back, but with returns, I mean. But Elon is a whole other story.
I
I won't
know,
go into
but
that
we can leave
right
him out
now.
of it.
It's just integrity. I mean, integrity, that's what it is. I can't help. I can't be sure that I won't hurt or offend or, do wrong by people as I move on. But I can tell you my intention, and I can tell you the integrity that I have. And I just don't, like when someone asked me how I navigate white spaces, I told them I don't, because I don't believe there's anything called a white space.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's
Say
the
it
whole
again.
point, right? That's the point. So it's that. It's not always easy to do. It's not always easy because they're talking about you as a person too, not just the work that you do. So you can't turn it off. You can't, but it's just so important. It's a righteous sort of effort, right? Like when you know what you're doing is the right path, when you know what you're doing is important, it's hard to be derailed by foolishness.
Okay, that's helpful. So I'm going to transition to into some of the questions I have here, because I am stepping into a new space, a new role. I am a nurse anesthetist by trade. So in the hospital, I give people medications for surgery, epidurals for delivery. Medicine is Western medicine has been how I have made a lot of my money up until this point. Took a lot of that money, invested in real estate. Started coaching nurses and how to use Airbnb and real estate to build wealth, because I do believe that wealth is a form of liberation. And I can go on about stats and statistics and net worth. I want to talk about the new venture that I want to step into, is bringing my expertise in medicine in the hospital out of the hospital with plant medicine and with microdosing and psychedelics. And it's new to a lot of people, but if you have been paying, if people have been paying attention and or care about this space, you might be like, oh yeah, this is coming down the pipeline. So the second thing that I want to draw, put these two pieces together is that at the end of our inner circle together, you had said, I'm going to take a hiatus. I'm going to rest. I'm going to take some time off because you probably hadn't in a while. What did that look like for you? Was that just no answering emails? Were you just like, you guys have it? What did that time off
Yeah.
look like for you?
Yeah, I will say that I had wanted it to be much longer than it ended up being because I didn't have the processes completely in place that I think, looking back, I can help other people really figure out. But what I was able to do is more like what it looks like now when I take breaks. Like, that was kind of like an emergency. That was the emergency room. I needed to stop. I was burnt out. I needed to just stop. Now what I do is I go in and I see the physician, on a regular basis,
Okay.
So what it looked like was nothing was on my Zoom schedule. Nothing was on my in-person meeting schedule. I think the anchor to all of it, the core of all of it, is a very well phrased and organized away message. It's like the equivalent of the automation in web. It's the equivalent of, okay, it's when I feel like the most free is when I have a true away message up. I have one right now up, and I would say 20% of the people get my true response, and then the 80% get an away message, like keep their away message. But the away message says, I'm not, I'm on a book tour. This is who you reach out to. But I used to have like, all these people's names and hope that people would get it. Now I have like a Arlen chatbot.
I saw, yes.
Yeah. And that was helpful too. And that didn't take a lot of doing. You can go to, you can, well, I should say I'm an investor in ChatGPT. So I should disclose that. But you can go to ChatGPT. You can go to ChatGPT.
That? I'm an investor in ChatGPT,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but they even have like where you can have like a chatbot that kind of takes all of your it takes all of your learnings. Like if you've written papers or if you've done different things, it'll take all of that and kind of answer how you would answer. I didn't use that, but I had more of a kind of a basic one that's just like this is who you reach out to. This is the answer to these FAQs. So having that in place. Whether or not you, because I've done this with a team and without a team. So whether or not you have a team, I think there are two books I would recommend. And I don't know, I'm happy to hear what you're about to do, but I would recommend and they're both by white men. So
Hey,
people
what?
can't accuse me of being too biased. One is called Buy Back Your Time by Dan Martell. And one is called Clockwork by Mike Michalowicz. And they both talk about building systems for you to be able to take 2 weeks off, 4 weeks off at a time and never look at your business email or take a call. And that's kind of the goal. But a sabbatical, I think all of us should be figuring out a way to take a sabbatical. All of us who have been in the trenches. Be figuring out a way to do that. Big way to do it, and I don't want to step on anything you're about to talk about, but the big way to do it is to have this income they call passive, but to have this income that you build something once and it makes it generates revenue for you consistently. Because with all the investing work I've done and all of that that I continue to do, I am more excited about people just being able to generate revenue for themselves. I'm not. I don't get too excited about an investment deal unless it means that, there's major impact behind it.
I want to know, Mike, I'll bring it back. I am going to start offering and creating spaces to hold space in an industry, plant medicine industry, for women like you, the movers, the shakers, the people who have been in the trenches for years, who also create space, who are also carrying so much on their shoulders day in, day out. I am moving into a space where I am going to be holding containers for people, whether that's a retreat in Puerto Rico in July, where people can safely just disconnect, number one. If you want the other modalities that I'm offering in a safe space, great, plant medicine. But I want to support women in that way. In this new space, there's a lot of legalities that need to be navigated. I know who I want to serve. And so there's some market research right here that I want to ask. what would that look like for me to serve you in that way, to create that hiatus, create that space for disconnection? What food do you need? Transportation, length, where would it need to be? And you don't have to answer for yourself if, you know, microdosing and plant medicine is not your jam. But I want to know what I could put together for someone like you to be able to do that successfully and trailblaze something like this.
I don't know. I would have to think about it more, but off the top of my head, I think having space alone is very rare. So even in a group setting, having 50% of it be, you are not expected to be anywhere to do anything. You can chill wherever you are. I think that's really important. And you can add to that, oh, this is a time for reflection. Oh, there's homework, or you're writing, or you're coming up with lists or something like that. You're reflecting, but alone,
right?
Because I think that's a big thing, and that could be the introvert in me, but I imagine a lot of people are that way. And then the other thing is the opposite of it, which is connections that can help you in other aspects of your life. Mostly for me, it's going to be the most interesting if it's business related, just because I feel like going through life, I'm going to be the one who finds the friend. I'm going to be the one who finds the partner. You know, I have a partner, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
So someone who is, but for other people, it might be, hey, I do want it to be a matchmaking situation. I do want that because I don't have time in my life to do that. So you might want to think about that. When I had Danielle Leslie on my podcast, you know Danielle Leslie? Courses. One of the things we talked about on the podcast publicly was that I was going to matchmake for her because she's like, I just don't have time out here in these streets, you know? So I still get people writing to me about her. But anyway, going back to me, I would say when you signed on to the Inner Circle calls, and you're like, oh, okay, this person there, just kind of facilitating that. Retreats, I think, would be really, really helpful.
Okay.
So yeah. I could see where it's like during the day, it's kind of more meditative or reflective. And then evening, it could be more like communal.
Okay. I appreciate that. For busy people, is there a time length or place, a mile range that you could fit it in?
Yeah, you're going to want to do one or the other, right? You're either going to say this is 36 hours, including travel. Like, boom, boom, we got you. Because I was just in four cities this week. And I'm sick, and I'm still moving around. I was just in four cities, but I'm sitting my butt somewhere while I get better. But I was in L.A., Atlanta, Indianapolis for the NBA game, All-Star game, and then New York.
You were there
all since Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Less than a week. So one way is like, it's just part of the whole thing. It's like, okay, I can be back, and it's like intensive. And the other way is sort of like, it's a week, and it's way in advance though. It has to be planned way in advance, but it's a week, and it's like, it's this thing that you're gonna take time. Because I've seen people do like 2 week retreats, and I don't know how they do that. I just don't know how it happens. But right. I think if I knew something like 4 to 4+ months out was going to be a week, during a week that I was not already booked, I would make room for that and make space for that. And I would feel that that's something I could do. I would have to be extremely bought in, though, to do that. Extremely bought into what I think is going to happen there. So I'm generally not that type. I'm generally... what we're most used to are those 2 and 3 day events. And those, I can rock those too. You know, my only event is 3 days. So
we'll get to it. We'll get to your event that I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah. my mind works very quickly, as I'm sure yours does too. I'm like, oh, I have this product, this idea, and I want to build a community around it. I want to offer like actual aids beyond prescription Western type medicine. Like, oh, if you're feeling this, take this. I want to offer practices really, and I want to support those these people who are interested in, the plant medicine aspect or cacao ceremonies, the practices and the yoga and meditation and sound bowls, because these are all things that I am have been doing on my own. I always call myself like the woo-woo for doctor in the hospital, and people are like, "Are you sure? What are you doing?" Talking to my patients while they're still sedated and stuff like that. And so I want to offer a community where people can go to get things that may not cost a lot. Maybe they don't have access to travel. They can't travel for even 2, 3 days or a week. And I want to build that community. I'm good at building community. I've built one over the last 6 years who are really tapped into what I'm doing. And then I also have an actual physical product that I want to gift into the world. Which one would you say would come first if you could advise me on what I should do first or could do first?
Oh, I'm working on a framework right now that is the teach, show, do framework, right? So teaching is the course or the just the demonstration. Show is the one-on-one, this is how you do it, and then do is to do it for them, right? So that can be applied to almost anything. I see that right here first, right? So I think community is most important. I think just having the, and you have a community, which is wonderful. I think what you just described to me is woo woo. To me is like, okay, that must be what the youngins are doing. Okay. So what you do there, because you got to have like the demand for this other stuff, is the teach. So like the, or the demonstrate. So maybe it's going all in on one platform and you're just really sharing your these rituals that you do or these things that have helped you. That platform can be the Instagram or the TikTok or the YouTube. I'm going all in on YouTube these days. It could be that where it's like, I think it's either that or it's like it could be more like becoming known for that in certain spaces by getting press and earned media. But I think either way, what you want to do is be the reason somebody even wants to do like use the product or the technique. Because if you just start out with, hey, this is what I have and it's great, I've been doing it for 4 years or whatever, it's awesome. There's gonna be most people are gonna be like, ah, I don't get it, so I'm not gonna just stop at that. But if you started with, these are like, are you burnt out? Have you been sick and like medicines from the store don't help you fast enough? Like, would you like to have your cold last for 2 days rather than 7? Those type of things is like teaching and getting people to understand with you. And then you can say, okay, now I'm going to show you. Like, if you want to, here's some, you know what I'm saying? I think to answer your question, that it is the chicken egg thing is like, you definitely need people to understand the movement, understand that this
Movement.
is. It's just the same thing we do in tech. Don't know them. We don't understand it right now, but we will. I just like threw around ChatGPT, like everybody understands that. But I have an entire course about ChatGPT because a lot of people don't know what it is or know how to use it, or they think it's like robots or like something that's not anywhere close to them. But within 2 years, everybody will be using ChatGPT or something like it. Everyone will. Like you use email. So for you're like, you've just seen the future. You're like, most people aren't going to need this. Let me be the one that teaches them why.
Yeah, it's like that trailblazer space, early adopter space is it's hard to be in, as you know. So that's really helpful. I appreciate
I would
that.
say focus on one thing.
Yeah.
You might have all kinds of rituals that you do or all kinds of solutions you have, but find the one thing that you think can be like the bridge. And just talk about it over and over. One thing that it reminded me of, and I haven't been paying so close attention to this, but I saw it in the background, is Morgan Devon has I can't pronounce that. I think it's matcha. Matcha, I think is what it is. Matcha tea. She has a matcha tea brand. because she got hooked on matcha. Then she started like formulating it. And she, yeah, right. But what she did is she's showing you in her videos, this is how you pour it. This is what it does. Why do you even care? You know? And then she has the product, right? Oh, by the way, I have my own matcha brand. Check it out. To me, that's so smart. And it's just exactly how I would play it. I have a CPG product coming out in stealth right now, but it's coming out in a few weeks, to be honest. Like it's gonna be very soon that it comes out. And
No wait.
when I think through the content marketing for it, it's all about getting people to adopt it, to adopt it to be like the whole industry of it to begin with. That's what it's about. And then, oh, here's a solution.
There's part of me that's like the legal, you know, they're studying it, they are investing in it. There's a lot of money going into this industry. And so being an early adopter with my job in healthcare has been something I've owned. And I'm like, okay, I'm coming out, y'all. I'm stepping into this industry. And so getting a good lawyer and all those things.
If you're going to start with one, that's another great reason to start with one thing that's the bridge, that it isn't like maybe the psychedelics. Maybe it's simply it's one step beyond yoga, or it's meditation, or it's something that is just for most people, especially Black people, we are not necessarily all in on that.
Yeah, and that's a good point because that's something that I've been paying attention to. Historically, we know we're often kept out of wealth building conversations. We're not early adopters. You know, you look at crypto and then what's about to happen in the solar green energy space. I don't know if you know, I've been paying attention to it. I feel like it's happening again, and I can't get too wrapped up in like, oh my gosh, guys, look over there. Like this is coming. How I want to know how you balance that energy because I think it looks like you do a really good job of like you know like you're an investor in ChatGPT. Were you like talking to your cousins, your family, like hey y'all are like let's invest in that, or how do you navigate being an early adopter pretty much probably all the time in your circles in your
I'm so
community?
used to saying things that people think are crazy and then they come true. I'm just so used to it. I think it's an int like my mother's actually an interesting use case for me in that she's 74. I remember in her 60s, I taught her, I just showed her what Uber was and what Airbnb are. And she was like late 60s running around this country. And she now had Uber and Airbnb. That's all she, okay, got you. Bet. Then she learned, like, we mentioned what cryptocurrency was. My mom, next thing you know, she has a wallet, digital wallet, before I do. She has all kinds of Bitcoin. Even on her latest trip, she's like, Bitcoin just hit 50. And I'm like, no, I didn't. But she knows because she has it, right? And I think, and she's a Black woman. She was raised in Jackson, Mississippi, one of the poorest states in the country. We may have certain circumstances, but we are incredibly curious and intelligent. And so I think it's just a matter. That's why I think it's so exciting to think about exposing people to things. It's not you trying to change somebody's, like, make them do anything. It's to expose them to it. That's what I was saying about crypto during its heyday in 2021 and 2022, or 2021. I was saying, like, you don't see me out there, or even what are the oh, what's the th things that you buy and they're tokens,
To like NFTs, NFTs.
NFTs, NFTs. So I was offered the opportunity to put out a 10,000 piece NFT that
Wow.
probably would have made me millions of dollars
I'm
in
sure it
minutes.
would have. I would have been in
And
it.
I worked on it a little bit and then I declined with the group because I said, I just don't have enough. I'm not bought into this enough, even though it could be really interesting.
That was me.
But I did tell everybody, learn about it so that you can have a leg to stand on, so that you can have I don't want to do this, or this is why it's dumb. But so many of us are like, ChatGPT, that's aliens. Okay. Like, oh, okay. Well, that's just ignorance. You are blissfully ignorant. That's what you're like, oh, it's, or they're coming after. That's how they get you. Who? Like, let's back up a little bit. Let's back up a little bit and see how many Black women I know who are making millions of dollars off of ChatGPT. Like, let's stop for a second. They're coming to get our jobs. Yes, they are. How do you get around that? You're just gonna go in a corner and cry, or are you gonna figure out how you become the best prompt writer there is so that your job isn't one of those jobs?
And so you're just riding the wave. You're just like, here's the information, take it or not, and I move forward.
I find a lot of solace when I am anxious or scared in collecting information and then dispersing that information. It gives me calm to be able to do that. And so that's my go-to.
You are dropping gems. I think we've nailed it. I'll wrap it up for us. First thing, I'm going to be seeing you in April for a live event. I got my tickets already. I'm going to be there. Can you tell people what this live event is about?
And it's called Your First Million Lives. It's the name of my book and the name of my podcast. And it's the first large scale event that I'm putting on. It's April 9th through the 12th in Los Angeles. And it'll be a combination, a hybrid of expo and meet and greets and workshopping. ArlensAcademy.com essentially live, which has 26,000 students. And now I'm bringing it live. The other half of it will be presentations and firesides by incredible speakers and guests. I'll start it off by telling you who our host is, because that
Say
was against me.
it.
So if anybody watches Abbott Elementary, you know the principal Ava, who steals the show every single time, Janelle James, she is our host for April 11th Peacock Theater event. Peacock Theater itself is where the Emmys are held, so the venue is just gorgeous and sprawling. And we have an evening with Issa Rae on April 10th, which we could just stop there and it'd be over.
Right, and it's
Yeah, we have Rich Paul, who's LeBron's agent, who's brought in $6 billion worth of deals for his clients over the years. Sheila Johnson is the first Black woman billionaire in the US. Gary Vaynerchuk, I'm sure many people know him. He's coming to it. He's has hundreds of millions of dollars in his agency.
Yeah.
Marketing genius. We have Terry Igioma, who has done $60 million in course sales since 2019. The list goes on and on and on. Rachel
List.
Rogers will be there.
I didn't even know all these people were coming. I just saw like real talk. I saw, okay, Arlen live, gotta go.
Yes, can I tell you who's closing it as a concert?
Who?
You don't know this?
Janet.
No, I wish it was Janet,
Look, I
but
got excited. I was like,
yeah, I'm so
Janet.
excited. But I'll tell you about Janet. First of all, her DJ of 8 years, who is her touring DJ, DJ Active, is our official DJ. He
Oh
came
my God.
to us, asked if his us if we could if he could do it. I was like, of course you can. He's our
Please.
official. I haven't announced that yet. TLC will be closing the event with the concert.
What?
TLC will be,
What?
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, get your tickets.
All right, I didn't know that this was going to become that type of podcast, but I just have to say, I'm going to be in LA for the Your First Million live event. I'm super excited. I became an affiliate, so I have a code for you all. Use Aisha, all caps, AISHA, for 30% off of your ticket. Still not too late, there's some tickets left. I would love to see you there. And then, of course, I think it is going to be amazing to see Arlen live. Just get in the rooms, y'all. It's all about getting in the rooms.
Get your tickets. I
Sure.
got the top tier.
It's amazing. Yeah, those are gone. You got the
Oh,
purple?
yes.
We only had 20
I'm
of
not
them.
shocked.
They are gone. Those are special, special. All of the seats, because it's a theater, are beautiful seats. You have all kinds of access to things throughout the event, whether it's in the theater or at the expo. And then LA Live, where we're going to be downtown in LA, there's just like all these restaurants, bowling alley, movie. So you go to yourfirstmillion.live. It is all business. Except when I'm dancing to TLC, that's going to be a little bit.
Me too. Wow. Arlen, first of all, again, thank you for holding space for us, creating these spaces. This is amazing. You've talked about your book, you've talked about your live event, you talked about Backstage Capital. Is there anything else you want to share with the people?
I'm so excited about all the work that you're doing, all the
Thank
things you're
you.
bringing into the world.
I appreciate it. It started off as a me pitching you a, I think it was a birthing studio, and you're like, not yet. And I'm so glad. I'm so happy of like the journey and where we ended up and COVID and how we didn't get to meet there. It feels disappointing in the time, but the way that it works out, I wouldn't have been able to even come to you with any of this had I not taken that time and space. So I'm just really grateful. Thank you for hopping on here. And I will hopefully interview again another time, and I'll see you in April. Get better.